Well, there is a fresh hope that a landmark inquiry into sexual violence within the Australian Defence Force will help to drive cultural change in the organisation. Yesterday, the federal government revealed the probe, which was recommended as part of the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide, will commence next year. Here's the Minister for Veterans Affairs and Defence Personnel, Matt Keogh, addressing the National Press Club yesterday.
If there's one message that I want perpetrators to take from my address today, it is this. If you engage in sexual violence, you can presume that you no longer have a job in our Defence Force.
It's the Veterans Affairs Minister, Matt Keogh. Well, Dr. Peggy Brown was a commissioner on the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide and joins me now. Dr. Brown, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What do you make of this announcement from the government on this particular aspect when it comes to sexual violence in the ADF?
It's very welcome, Sally. It was such an important issue that the Royal Commission looked at. In fact, we actually asked for additional time to look at it more deeply. We weren't able to do that, but it's very pleasing to hear that the government's not only supported a change to the term military sexual violence, but it is proceeding now to implement the recommendations the Royal Commission made around this particular issue.
And the numbers in this area can be very, very stark. Obviously, more men than women are serving in the ADF. So with things like suicide, which is what you're looking at, there are more males who attempt or complete suicide who've been in the ADF. But the proportion for women is much, much higher, isn't it? It's a real alarm bell.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and there's a distinct association between those who experience military sexual trauma and suicide and suicidality. But yes, women certainly are overrepresented in those figures.
And with this sexual violence, of course, this can occur with males, or females can be victim survivors of this. How struck were you by some of the evidence that you heard as a commissioner on this Royal Commission when it came to sexual violence in the military?
I have to say, Sally, it was probably one of the most disturbing aspects of the entire Royal Commission was just how prevalent this experience was. And as you say, it affects, potentially any member of the Australian Defence Force, current or former serving. And it has such lasting, devastating impacts, and that's really probably what struck me the most was just how long-lasting the impact of, one instance of sexual violence can be. But we heard from many, many people who'd experienced far more than one account of sexual violence.
Current and former members of the ADF who testified, who gave evidence to the Royal Commission on this, what did they also tell you about the further harm that was done by the way in which the ADF and or Veterans Affairs responded to these matters later on?
Yes, look, again, that was a really strong feature and in some ways was just as devastating as the actual event itself. People felt that they were, paralysed. Sometimes they felt they couldn't report it because they were concerned about the consequences for their for themselves or their career. They told us that oftentimes if they did report it, they weren't believed or they were blamed. They actually then wore the consequences of it. They were the one that had to be transferred or they were forced to work alongside the perpetrator. The processes through the military justice system were quite opaque to many of them and in fact, quite ineffective. What that left for the victim survivors was this enormous sense that they didn't matter, that the system really didn't care about them. And that also had such a lasting impact. It's that, that sense of betrayal by the institution that they're, told to believe will always have their back. And that just wasn't the case.
How do we deal with the cultural issues around this? Because by its very nature, the military needs a hierarchy. But we often see with these cases that perpetrators are abusing those at the same rank or level as themselves, or more likely below. We're unlikely to have a sergeant trying to sexually assault someone who's very high ranking. So how do you deal with this hierarchy and the way that it can aid and hide perpetrators?
Yeah, look, I think it is very challenging, and of course that, you know, the culture, the cultural aspects behind this go, you know, very deep. They've existed for a long time, so it's not going to be an easy thing to turn around, I guess. I think it starts with actually calling it out for what it is and no longer allowing it to continue and be hidden by just this kind of, you know, misogynistic culture, by the inadequate, you know, prosecution and investigation processes, etc. But I think, you know, changing the terminology, the Royal Commission recommended that Defence adopt the term military sexual violence. At the time of the writing the report, Defence hadn't accepted that. I'm pleased to hear that they are now accepting it. But there does need to be, you know, a lot more visibility of the issue, of the numbers. You know, the international research tells us that possibly up to one in five serving members will experience violence, excuse me, military sexual violence. That, you know, that's an alarming figure. And I don't think most people would be aware of that. You know, we hear about how many cases there were, you know, reported or prosecuted last year. Well, it's nowhere near, you know, one in five. So actually having visibility about the numbers, really important. And then starting to educate all members of the Australian Defence Force about, you know, what Defence will do in response to any instances of military sexual violence. None of it is acceptable, and it was so pleasing to hear the Minister be so firm in his statement about that yesterday.
It's certainly a really important area. Dr. Peggy Brown, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Peggy Brown was a commissioner for the Defence and Veteran Suicide Royal Commission, and free and confidential support is available for current and ex-serving Australian Defence Force personnel and their families through Open Arms. You can call 1800 011 046. You can also call the Sexual Violence Hotline 1800 RESPECT, that is 1800 737 732.